This is Snippet of a Mikey Fic, a fandom fanfic featuring members of My Chemical Romance, written by Fictional Aspect and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, with additional tags for abandoned work, unfinished and discontinued, genfic, character study.
Jersey what?
Author's notes. I have a lot of feelings about New York City and New Jersey. And the connection of MCR fandom to those two places that I loved desperately was one of the first things that got me into fandom. This was originally going to be a Pete Mikey Dirty Bike Messengers AU, but it never quite got off the ground, and then I lost most of it in a hard drive crash. This is the only scene I managed to save. This is the routine on some Sunday afternoons. Mikey Way takes the bus from Belleville to Washington Park, walking quickly onto the broken-down Jersey Transit piece of shit they always use for these routes, and shoving his headphones into his ears, head down, face closed. The last conversation plays in his head as his mother waves from the car. Tell Gerard to call his mother. Mikey, honestly, is he okay? He's fine, Mom. Mikey, Mom, he's fine. And he picks something suitably tuneless on his iPod to while away the trip to the next station. At Washington Park, he gets on the 108 Express by way of Newark, and then he stares out the window, letting the Meadowlands wave by, that great expanse of swamp and concrete. He vaguely remembers something from history class about the Meadowlands being created by New York City's landfills, or something. Now it's just waving strands of cattails and strange hunks of rusting metal in the distance, boxy concrete warehouses full of smuggled goods, as the bus rattles and creaks down Route 280. If there is a zombie apocalypse, Mikey is absolutely certain that he will be driving through the Meadowlands when it happens. He totally has his knife in his backpack right now, just in case. After Newark, it's the complicated stretch of the Jersey Turnpike to Route 3 to Route 495, and Mikey doesn't think about much of anything, just pulls his hoodie up over his head, because it's always fucking cold on these buses, and stares aimlessly out into the night, and wonders if Gerard actually got it together enough to have dinner waiting, or something resembling dinner, or if he should grab something on the way. He could try calling, but Gerard won't answer if he's working on art, or sleeping, or drinking, so that is approximately 99.9% of the time. Mikey decides to just leave it, and fingers the crumpled dollar bills in his black jeans instead. Subway fare from his mom. The luxury of sitting on the J train while it speeds over the Brooklyn Bridge, not pedaling over it, seems slightly unreal in the fading light. He's grateful, though, because he didn't bring his bike to Jersey. Too complicated, and he's not actually enough of a martyr to try to bike to Belleville. So if she hadn't slipped him some cash, he would have had to spring for it anyway. The bus dips down into the Lincoln Tunnel, and Mikey's breathing changes, stuttery, arrhythmic. He always has trouble with this part. He's not claustrophobic, but they are driving under rock and sand and, 1 million tons of water. It's not the kind of thing that makes you feel safe if you actually think about it. It's more of a, Jesus Christ, please don't let the driver fuck up moment. There's also the fact that an accident in the Holland Tunnel would snarl up Manhattan traffic for a good 5 hours. And that's a pain in the ass. The traffic is moving quickly tonight, and there's a whoosh, and they're up above the West Side Highway, and the city is spread out below them for a second. And just for a second, Mikey's chest fucking hurts, because it's so beautiful, there's no other response but to breathe it in. Driving in the city is still not something he's used to, but unlike his bike, where he's down in the smoke and the dirty and the streets, this is removed from the crowd. It's him and this glass pane he's pressing his glasses up against, and it's the only time New York seems like it has any fucking idea what it's doing. When you see it from the highway, spread out like glistening dew on anthills, piles of humans on top of one another, living and fighting and fucking and wanting to get out but never wanting to leave. It's over in a split second, suddenly, and the bus pulls into the Port Authority and Mikey gets off. A too tall kid in glasses and tight jeans, too skinny by half and probably too dirty as well. He showered this morning in the blue and yellow bathroom of his childhood, but he's not sure his clothes had been washed in the last month or so. They're black. He can't really tell. Back underground, herds of people, the subway, the thick electrical heat of the trains. Until he isn't. Until they are crossing over to Brooklyn and the stations get dirtier and the preteen kids get noisier and some old man is brown-bagging a Colt 45 and his spine relaxes a bit. Mikey stretches his legs out because even if this isn't where he intended to end up, it's good for now. This is familiar. It might be home. The end.